भगवद गीता 6.36 शब्द योगे तो योगाचलित मानसः अप्राप्य योग समसिद्धिं काम गतिं कृष्ण गच्छति 6.37 सो थ्री टेक्स्ट अर्जुन विल आस्क अ क्वेश्चन टू कृष्णा अयति श्रद्धयो उपेतो श्रद्धयो श्रद्धया उपेत विथ फेथ वन हू इज एंगेज ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योगा अयति वन इज अनेबल टू कंटिन्यू योगा चलित मानसः योगाच ऑन द पाथ ऑफ योगा चलित वन गेट्स डिविएटेड मानसः द माइंड गेट्स डिविएटेड एंड फॉलोइंग द माइंड One, the person also gets, the seeker gets devoted, the potential yoga gets deviated. Aprapya yoga samsiddhim. Not attaining yogic perfection. Kamgatim krishna gachyati. What is the destination of such a person? Oh Krishna, please tell me. The connection with the previous sections can be understood through the word manasaha. The point of Ashtanga Yoga is to bring the mind to a point of equanimity towards everything. And Arjuna has said that is very difficult because the mind rages like a wind. And Krishna has replied that yes, it is difficult, but it's possible by practice and it's essential and it's doable. That was all the answer in 35 and 36. Now here Arjuna asks another question based on the mind. The mind is chanchala, chanchalatvat, yoga chalita manasaha. So because the mind is restless, if the mind goes away from Krishna, chalita.
And the yogi too will not be able to stay on that path for long. Because essentially, where our mind is, that's where we are. And where our mind goes, that's where we go. So, chalitamanasaha, when the mind goes away, the yogi will also go in that direction sooner or later. And then, aprapya yoga samsiddhim. So, yogi will not attain perfection. And then, kamgatim krishna gachyati, kamgatim. What will be the destination of such a yogi? In general, the impulsive person, the short-sighted or the foolish person just lives only for the moment. That means, if the present is enjoyable, then that's all that matters. And don't worry about the future. That's what people think about. But wise, in fact, the sign of wisdom, sign of intelligence, is the capacity to prepare for the future. When we face difficulties, when we face challenges, then to the extent that we are prepared for the future, to that extent we will be able to deal with it. Even in the plant kingdom, even in the animal plant, or even the animal kingdom, the plants that grow their roots as deep and as far as possible, they are the plants that survive the longest amidst adverse conditions, because even if the water level under the ground goes down, still their roots have already deep rooted and they can find water wherever it is available. Similarly, say we consider a desert, the animals like camels have their hump, which is specially devised to enable them to provide food, to store food, store water, and so even when they have to go for long distances without water, they are able to live. Now, these animals may not consciously think of developing a hump or going having deep roots. But the point is that the same Supreme Lord who maintains everyone creates within these living beings biological mechanisms by which their survive, long-term survival becomes possible even when there is no short-term need for it. So, in general, the capacity to see long-term is important for dealing with crises that will come in the long run. And such a capacity for long-term perception is especially essential for pursuing spiritual life. And Arjuna expresses a natural concern here that if we take up spiritual life, that means we will have to, at least to some extent, give up material life. So now Arjuna was never living a sensuous, wanton, adharmic material life. He was living a dharmic material life. That means if you look at the Mahabharata, of which the Bhagavad Gita is a part, the Kshatriyas generally live, as depicted in the Mahabharata, a life of dharmartha kama. That they do dharma, they do sacrifices, they offer respect to the Brahmanas, and they protect overall Brahminical culture. And by all this, by living a life of dharma, they expect to ascend to heaven. They expect to, by living a life of dharma, they expect artha and kama in this world. They have great wealth and they have beautiful queens. And they expect to go to heaven where they can have similar things. So now, karmakanda requires a substantial amount of wealth and resources and commitment. So, dharma artha kama is, in that sense, not easy to ensure. So, those who ensure dharma artha kama, or those who practice dharma artha kama, they cannot renounce the world the way Ashtanga Yoga requires, as Arjuna, Krishna has depicted, Shuchau Deshe Patishthapya Sthiramasamatmana Natyushritam Natyinchan Chailajina Kushottaram Tatraikadram Manakritva Yada Chittendriya Kriya Upavishyasane Yunjad Yogamatma Vishuddhaye. So just leave everything, go to a secluded place. Sthiramasamatmana. And seat on asana, in a place that is neither too high nor too low, and practice meditation. So all that Krishna is describing here, this is not practical when a person is doing karmakanda. So more or less the person renounces the world. So then if one is not doing karmakanda duties, one cannot expect to go to heaven. So the person will not attain heaven. And now, if that person is not going to attain heaven, then what is the prospect? Is that person going to go to hell? No, it depends on what kind of karma one does, what other activity one is going to do. So Krishna, Arjuna is asking that if he would do his karma kandi duties, if you do your karma kandi duties, we'll go to swarga. If one does one's yoga sadhana very seriously, then one will attain moksha. That's the central understanding. But if one, if say a candidate gives up karmakanda and thereby gives up the prospect of attaining heaven and then practices yoga but does not persevere in the path of yoga because of the restless mind, then that person will not get moksha also. So what will be the destination of such a person that neither swarga nor moksha? So what will be the kam gatim? Krishna gachati. Oh Krishna, what will be the destination of such a person? And the whole idea underlying the anxiety of Arjuna that is expressed through this is that Arjuna is a far-sighted person who is considering
the consequence, the various possibilities that might emerge when he chooses, makes a particular choice, and accordingly, he wants to make a intelligent choice, even if it involves some risk. He wants it to be a intelligent, calculated risk, and therefore he asks this question, and Krishna will answer it from 41 to 45. Arjuna will verbalize this question further in two more verses, and then Krishna will begin his answer. Thank you.